Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. I hope you're having an amazing week and still in the mood of gratitude from Thanksgiving. We just want to take a moment and settle in. So we're going to do a breath and we're just going to get connected. That's right. One more deep breath. Now, you'll notice today the show, Learn How to Protect Yourself Even Through the Holidays. I want to clarify this a little bit for you because you already are protected, but the conscious mind, the belief of our mind, still feels like or can create a story that we've been attacked or hurt or someone doesn't like us or this or that. And even through the holidays, you're around people that you're not normally around, family members, relatives, and for a lot of people, that's very stressful. So today, I'm going to start some energy that will stay with you through the holidays and ongoing, but it's just to decompress your nervous system to open and allow life to come with you, to you, flow with it, so you will have less resistance, less anxiety. So give me just a moment, and I'm going to tap into that vibe, and I'll send it to each and every one of you, even if you're listening live or to the replay, the energy's there. And just open to receive, however you open, whether it's breath or stretching, just release and open. And we're going to start. You already feel it. Woo! Sometimes these vibes feel awesome, huh? All right, well, let's get started. Let's talk about learning to protect yourself and what that means. Because you need a barrier for your conscious mind to know. Even though universe, God, source, all have told us we're protected on Earth, we don't always feel that in our 3D energy. So there are a couple ways that you can protect you. You can use a bubble and stay inside your bubble. You can see out around your bubble, but no negative energy gets to you. So that's a great protection. You can also use mirrors facing outward around your body. And this allows energy to bounce back to people. Now, if you're going to use this technique, you're going to have to remember that when people look at you weird or have a weird sense, they're feeling their own energy because you are in reflective mode. You have put your energy boundary up to say, you can have your energy and I have mine. And I know we've talked about in the past how to give people back their energy and receive back your energy. So remember to do that. That's a great way to stay in your presence. Also, in protecting yourself, what does that mean to you? Do you already go into the situation guarded? Are you already setting yourself up for something to happen? A lot of times our fears will manifest because, oh, we don't want this to happen or we don't want that to happen. Well, when you're focusing on that, the universe hears, I want that to happen. Because the universe doesn't create negativity, doesn't receive negative words. So it skips over not, don't want, right? Do not want. So we want to say what we do want. We want to go in clear. We want to go in clean. Give me a higher perspective, and that's what I really want to talk to you about today is being the observer of energy, because it's not just for the holidays, it's for your everyday life. But the way we can do this is to observe and not react to the situation. Take yourself out of third party. Take the labels off of you that and the other person, that's your uncle, aunt, person, whatever you're going to deal with. Take that label off, see them as light, in love, because you always want to see him in love, okay? Because when you're in love, you're outside of judgment. And when you're in love, you're already protected because you don't even notice if it is a bad vibe, right? It doesn't even connect to you. Have you ever done that? Let's take a moment. Have you ever done that? Like you've been around someone and someone will say, well, they were so rude to you. And you're like, what? I didn't even notice it. That's because your radar is not there anymore. That's because your vibration is higher than where they were coming from. So you can keep that high vibe going in your body, and you can just simply say to your mind, to your energy field, to your spirit, to your God, raise my vibration to my best and highest good at all times, in all ways, always. That way, it just keeps running. For some of you, you want to do your daily rituals over and over to make sure they're in place. And that's totally fine, too. I'm just showing you that once you start it, it's there. The mind knows. You don't have to direct it. You don't have to tell it how. The mind knows what to do. And we'll talk about that in the next radio show. We're going to talk about commanding your mind. But protecting yourself. So you go into observer mode, almost third party. Like you don't even know these people, but you're just observing what's going on with them. Because what does that do to you? It detaches your emotional response from a negative. Now you may look at the situation and go, what is happening? But you're not judging it negative, or you're not placing a negative judgment on a person for their behavior. When you do that, you've locked in the perspective of them in your mind. This is now how you see them. This is now how you identify them with your mind. When you see their symbol or their name, that first memory is going to come back. Oh, they're being that. Or they were rude last time I seen them. Do you see how quickly the memory works? Because it connects back to the event, back to the label. So if you peel that label off and you're just going to go to a gathering or you're just going to go through your day, then people become lights, right? If you can see the light in each and every person, you won't find their faults. What happens with that? Because their faults are your judgments. And normally what you're judging in someone else, you have in yourself to work on some level. Might not be the same way or same manifest the same way, but that issue's in there. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been attracted to judge it. Okay? So part of yourself is protecting yourself from judgment, from judging others, but also protecting yourself from the actual belief of the holidays. If you hold a certain belief that Christmas is this or Thanksgiving is means this or means that, it doesn't mean the same to everyone. So the great thing about going into observer mode, you can disconnect from your own belief system because it's really not about you when you're there, right? It's about that person interacting with you or someone else. That shows you what? That you can emotionally detach, that you can still be present without negative emotion. And for most of us, that's hard to believe because we fight with that daily. But this can and will happen if you ask it, if you command the mind, protect me, show me from my higher self what I'm seeing, what I'm observing, what I'm participating in. How can I participate differently? Let go of triggers. Does someone even enter the room and can trigger emotion in you? Negative, positive, either way. Does that work for you? Yeah, we all have those people, right? We're all human, and this is not a human trait. This is an energy trait because that's the last time we've seen them, felt them. This is what it meant to us. That's why it's hard to let go of the past sometimes with families because they want to go from memory and not see you in the now moment. So as you're protecting yourself, you have to show up great. You have to show up in light. You have to show up in love. So then they get a sense of a different sense of you, a different knowing from you. And it changes the behavior of you. Okay? So when we talk about protecting your energy or your auric field, we're talking more about the common everyday things, the things that make you react. Because a lot of times people don't even know what you feel about them and you're judging them negatively. So they don't even know they're triggering you. So what are your protective modes? How do you not wall off your heart? Because if you put that wall up, they're going to feel defensive. You're going to feel defensive. And that's going to create out in the energy. Either negative look, negative talk, staying away from each other. Just think about that in your daily life with your spouse, boyfriend, relationships. What does that bring to you when you're defensive? It brings more of what you don't want. Because you're saying, defend this, defend this. Defense is not allowing. Defense is actually reacting to. Right, reacting to. There's a difference between responding and reacting. Responding says it just is. reacting has that emotional charge behind it, and woof, there it goes, right? We've all been there. So as we're talking, I'm clearing the energy from your triggers, from your fields, opening that space in your energy field to be open, happy, peace, and joy. Because if you're in peace and joy, it takes you how long to come out of peace and joy? Less than a second, right? It's that quick. So being mindful of how am I behaving? What does my actions look like? These are things that you can do to know that you're staying neutral, that you're staying in love, and you're just allowing that person to be them. You're allowing that situation to be, it is what it is. Yes, there's always learnings and lessons that you can receive and go back and look upon. But the main thing is to know that you're already protected. Anything they say about you, do about you, it's really about them the same way that you're mirroring, right? Remember that. You're always mirroring other people. So they're teaching you. You're teaching them. And protective vibe, there it goes. The protective vibe, the energy is running stronger now. The protective vibe that you see for yourself, it may be a color, it may be a word, it may be, you can use symbols. Symbolic works with the unconscious, conscious mind the best. So maybe you snap your fingers and that means you're protected as you're walking in. Maybe you clap your hands or you put your hands somewhere. These are called anchors. You can say, every time I clap my hands, I know I'm protected. So when you clap, your body will probably adjust because it went into protection of your energy field. These are new ways that you can help you get through the holidays. The other thing I want to talk to you about with this is switching it up a little bit, but protecting yourself in your beliefs. Your beliefs are your beliefs. And if you believe they're real for you, they're real for you. A lot of us go out and try to defend our beliefs, push our beliefs on other people. And I want to release that energy so that you can stay in alignment with you. Other people do not need to be in your alignment. They have their own alignment. They have their own journey. So we're not looking for robots. We're looking for uniqueness, right? We're all created uniquely. What uniquely do you do that says I'm protected, I believe this way, I know this way? But the thing is, it's not the only way. Let go of your way being the only way. You will actually feel more protected when you do that because you don't hold a judgment that someone's against you. Do you see how that works on the unconscious level? So if you're trying to defend something, something outside yourself is saying something's going against you. When you release defense, you go back into knowing it's just okay to be you. You're not worrying about hurt or harm. You're not worried about making your point come across or not come across. Remember, wait for people to ask, and then you can tell them your side if you desire. Because especially through this time, we're also going to talk about protection of loved ones. Sometimes around the holidays, it's a little bit more sad for people or lonely. Like it brings up old memories, little things. Maybe people have passed away. And just remember, they're with you on some level, in some way. When you think about them, you're protected, and they're with you. That protection allows you to shift and open your mind. That protection, even if you see it in the 3D, 5D, whatever dimension, if you're clairvoyant and you see souls, know that you're protected. This goes on all realities of your life and your gifts, especially if you're empathic. When you pick up other people's negative energy, are you saying you're not protected? No, we're not saying you're not protected. We're saying you're absorbing right now. You're absorbing their energy. Your body is trying to heal their body or their issue. Your energy is trying to heal theirs. So to stay out of that, use your white light protection to know that they can be them and that they're already healed. See them already healed. Know that it's okay that they're healed. Know that it's okay that you're already healed. There's really nothing that you're not healed from. We use that in the 3D term, so we realize that we have things to work on. But honestly, if you never worked on yourself again and you stayed right where you are, you're okay. Do you realize that? Because it's your reality that decides for you. You decide your reality and it decides for you back, right? That's called manifesting. That's called living reality. We're always creating. Well, when you're always creating protection and you're doing it from a negative, oh, I need to be protected for that. Oh, something negative could happen. You're actually pulling that negative field and you're almost, that's what we call testing. There we go. That word just came. You know, when they say, oh, I think someone's testing me or the universe is testing me. Nope, you're testing yourself to see if it's in place. You are testing you to see if you can truly feel protected in that moment. Because, not because you're setting yourself up for victimization, it's because go back to the first time that you felt unprotected. What did that feel like? And if you allow your mind to go back to the first time you felt that you were unprotected, what do you need to know about that? And most of you are going to hear that it was about them and it wasn't even truly about you. Or you may hear, I made it through, I'm protected. So use that. Go back to the first time whenever you want to clear something, because that first time will give you the initial memory, the initial emotional charge. So that testing, that negativity that's coming towards you, you created that to see if your boundary was there. Let's see if that protection's there. You no longer have to do that. You can just trust that it's already there for you. And as you do that, that takes off the stress and the anxiety from your nervous system, from your mindset, and even deeper. So with that, let's take a moment, take a breath, and release it all out. That's right. Good job. Do it again. Let all those tests and all those things that you thought you had to create to convince yourself. Come into your convincer for a moment. We're going to ask the mind. I'm going to do some work. This just came through to me, so we're going to do it together. We're going to go right into the center of your mind, down into your unconscious, if you see it as down or inward, however you see it. Allow your mind to get quiet for a moment. And as it's getting quiet, you're going to release. You're going to release the past, anything you created that wasn't for your best and highest good. We're going to come into central knowing. There you go. So maybe you're in your heart center. You might be in your mind center. Wherever you are is right for you. And I want you to ask right now, do I need to be convinced that I am protected? You can use muscle testing, you can listen to the answer, you can feel the answer. Yeah, do you see that? You don't need to be convinced. But when you were in school and you were learning things, they had to convince you this was true. Or they had to show you that this was true, right? Had to do the opposite to see the positive, and that's not true anymore. Our world has shifted out of that 3D polarity. And I talk about that each time to help you shift out of judgment, shift out of good, bad, right, or wrong, left being better than right, or right being better than left, or whatever those judgments are. Because those no longer apply to our earth. They no longer apply to our youth today. That's what they are teaching us so easily, that they don't judge. They don't come from a place of you have to do it this way or that way. They just do it the way they see. They do it the way they feel. So a lot of our old programming from generations back had set ways. Do you see today how those ways have been opened? That same opening is in your mindset because you're still here on Earth. So you can connect to now. You don't have to live in the 70s, 80s, and 90s just to exist on Earth. You can come present to your being and feel fully protected in that. And as we're talking through this, your minds and bodies are releasing all the old. Whew, there you go. Shifting it through your body, through your mind, going clear out into your energetic field for release. And as you're releasing, your energy is actually uplifting. So this is a high vibe. High vibe protection, high vibration. If you hear your spirit guides, if you believe in your spirit guides, you can ask, am I protected? How do I know I'm protected? They can talk to you through this. But you came in protected. You didn't come in unprotected. You learned what protection was when you got here. You learned that you may have to defend yourself, or you may be unprotected and get hurt or harmed. You learned that on Earth. Your soul doesn't hold that story, but your ego, your mind, your conscious mind can hold that story until you let it go. And how you let that story go is to say, hey, I'm protected. I truly believe I'm protected. You can use crystals and rocks for protection. There's oils for protection. These are tools of protection. Let me be clear on this. If you only had you and you on Earth, or you and one other person on Earth, and no oils and no rocks and no candles, guess what? You can still be protected. But we use those vibrations to help our physical body feel the feeling, feel the vibration of protection, feel the vibration of abundance, or feel the vibration of, when the conscious body wants to feel it, to know it's real, then it's convincing itself. These tools are real if you believe they're real. What you believe in comes true. That's the placebo effect, right? If you believe the pill will work for you, it'll work for you. If you believe it won't, it won't. It's not really the chemical in the pill. Because your mind can override any chemical. Your mind can override any thought. You do it daily without even noticing it. This is where mindfulness and awareness come into oneness. And that's your true protection, because you're being very forward, very now, as is, and in truth. So as you step into that, and those that are still in the center of their mind, center of their heart, we're going to step into that white light energy that you can see, feel, hear. And for some of you, it may be purple or red or orange or green. But step into that light. See yourself putting your body in that total light. And let your body, let your mind absorb that energy. You can do this with sunlight too. Just absorb the energy of it. If you didn't know the sun put off different rays that affect the body, you would just think that the sun was healing or warm or cold, right? Until you learn about something, it just is. Until you learn a judgment of something, it's neutral and will affect your body neutrally. Do you know that? So a lot of protection, when we talk about protection, is because you have beliefs that are ingrained, patterns that are ingrained in being unprotected or being hurt by. But really, you're never hurt by another person. They're hurting themselves, for one. And if you buy into the story, then you sign up for the hurt story. But if you can see the bigger picture, be the observer, and know it's about them, the way they're coming at you, not about you yourself, what changes? Takes it back to neutral. You don't even have to respond or react. You can just listen. Or you can walk away. Or you can speak your truth in love and grace, right, without the emotional attachment. Do you see that difference? Take the next 2 or 3 days and go and watch how you react, how you respond. Set yourself up for mindfully knowing that this is going to be an amazing day and everything's going to flow. Now, when you say that, everything's going to flow, it's because you create your roadblocks. There's always an answer. There's always truth waiting there. But sometimes you got to get your consciousness out of the way to see it. Analytical mind people, you got to go into your intuitive side and say, what if I did know? What if I did feel a different way? What if I did have the answer? What would it be? Do you see that, how that shifts in your body and in your energy field? You went from left brain to right brain to left brain. We want to be one brain. We want your analytical mind and your thought mind to come into, and your feeling mind to come into one, because then you're in balance in your hemispheres, but you're also balanced in your reality. Because if you're way over your right brain, you'll notice in a body that they'll tend to go to the right. Your body will sway to the right. If you are more left brain, your body will sway more to the left. That's because that's where the energy is held, right? Energy has weight to it. So there you go. Right. So these things, knowing the behind the scenes or the in-depth of protection and what it truly means, does not mean anything that's coming against you. It tells you you can walk your story. You can walk your reality with ease and grace, effortlessly. So those that you were raised, that you always have to be protective, watch out, watch out, watch out, that's all fear-based and that's all lie-based. Because you never had to come to Earth to watch out for yourself. You came to play. You came to learn. You came to experience. Your free will is how that's determined. Write your story. So protection is more of an energy that's already there for you. You've got to believe in it. You've got to tap into that part of you that's saying, oh, this isn't true, and say, then show me truth. Show me truth. And when you say, show me truth, that's when the test comes. Because something's going to happen, and you're going to be protected from it. Or this is going to happen. This happens a lot when we're letting go, when we're clearing. And because, oh, we don't want to let go of that, but the universe is taking it from us, right? You're like, oh, what's going to happen next? It's going to be horrible. Isn't that great? So let's say that everything can go with ease and grace. Let's say we can shift, protected and shifted. Change that mindset. And those of you that worry over your children, stop, because you're sending them negative energy. Send them love. Send them protection. They already have it, but if it makes you feel better and stops your worry mind, send them protection. I can tell when someone's thinking about me negatively, it pulls on my energy. And a lot of people can. If you're in very empathic, very sensory, you can like, someone's worried about me. Stop that, right? I always say, send me love. Don't send me worries. Because worry always creates more worry and chaos. So protection is already there. Protection's in your peace. Protection came with you when you were born. Like I said, you only learned it outside yourself because something was deemed unprotected or hurtful. So as you go through your holidays, maybe play this one again, especially for the release of the anxiety. There it goes, yeah. And opening up that cellular memory to release out the old. See people in a new way this year. Maybe that's one of your new goals. See people in a new way or a new, how do we want to say it, a new observation of a person. That way you can learn them newly and you'll learn something new about yourself. So being defensive will create more negativity. Opening and allowing people to be them allows you to be you. Right, because you're less apt to judge back if you're not judging. You're less apt to see judgment if you're not judging. What you focus on grows, energy gets. So as you're doing this, know you're protected. Use the techniques. Come up with your own technique. Remember, if you believe in the belief, it'll work for you. You're already protected. Going through the holidays and even more. Stay in that state of joy where you're protected. Let go of those offenses. Let your heart open in a new way. And know that you're protected in every way. I'm going to bring the energy down. Take your breath. I do want to take just a few seconds to mention you can go to my website, JanielleHuff.com. If you're not connected to Magical Moments, it's an online Facebook group. It's private. You can go in there and learn, grow. I do a monthly 30-minute teaching in there. Then you can talk amongst yourselves through there, and I enter into. There's also an e-course that you can get delivered right to your email box to open up your clarity of your senses, how you see, feel, hear, know. So that you can tap into your intuition even deeper. If you're on the discovery path, you're welcome to fill out the form for a discovery session, a half-hour session, to help you learn you more. So those are available for you through JanielleHuff.com. Share this with another. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.